Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at Band.io.
All right, I don't want to play this full thing, just some of it for effect. 60 Minutes, last show before the election, running on abortion, convincing women to vote Democrat on abortion. Running with this story, I can't even trust any of these people, to be honest, about their abortion stories. In fact, some of the ones that they've been using ended up being lies. Some of these women with their abortion stories ended up being just outright lies. They were proven lies. So it's all just propaganda aimed at getting women out to vote, single-issue voters, on abortion. But this was their final pitch for women. You should be scared because Trump will make abortion illegal, which is not even true. He's completely abandoned the abortion issue, quite frankly. But it's just politically, it's done at the state level now. So it's just the whole presentation is propaganda and inaccurate, but this is their final pitch to get single issue abortion women voters out. Clip 19.
My mom is a doctor and she is probably the coolest person I've ever met. And I grew up, you know, with her coming home in her white coat, and I honestly just wanted to be my mom.
In 2021, Dani Matheson was following in her mother's footsteps on her way to becoming an OBGYN. She was 25 years old in her final year of medical school in Texas, married to her high school sweetheart, and ready to start a family.
It's also great.
We planned it out
so
perfectly.
Fun, so beautiful.
I was going to get pregnant at this time, and it was going to be great.
You had it planned.
I had it planned down to like the week.
Everything's perfect. And
Madison was thrilled when she learned she was pregnant. Early scans and testing showed a healthy baby girl. But a routine fetal anatomy scan at 20 weeks did not go according to plan.
What did they tell you was wrong?
Her brain was not formed correctly. She only had one kidney. Her spine was so bent that it put pressure on her heart. It was honestly a blur. I either said, is it bad or is it lethal? Her answer was, it's lethal. Meaning my daughter that I planned out to a T, and we'd already started to get little outfits and bath toys, was going to die.
What did you do?
Screamed, cried, got a second opinion, got a third opinion. And it wasn't a question as to what we were going to do. It was a question of how we were going to do it without getting arrested.
A motion to concur.
That's because just 2 weeks earlier.
So again, this is a complete inaccuracy. This is not the actual law. They're not putting the women's life at risk in situations. So they're just completely misrepresenting the policy. But again, that is in Texas law. Nothing to do with the White House. Nothing to do with who wins presidency. That's a Texas law, but it's still a misrepresentation of the Texas law. In circumstances like that, it's not technically considered an abortion. So they just completely lie. But that's what it is. And again, how do you even... Because look, obviously this is a hyper politicized and polarizing issue, abortion, right? I mean, has been for decades. But it's like, how do you it's become so crazy you can't even have an honest conversation about it. So it's like politically, the actual laws and application and the politics that's happening with policy, you can't be honest about that. You can't have an honest conversation about that. But on top of that, this is what the women really don't understand. The Democrats are not going to give you abortion. Okay? They will never give you abortion. As long as it forces women to show up and at a higher rate than men, as long as abortion gets women to show up and vote at a higher rate than men, at a 70% clip for Democrats, they will never give you abortion. They will keep that on the ballot for the rest of your life so that you vote for it.
Man. Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere. And your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Making new possibilities a reality, predicting the future of things we all know. Fighting off the disease programming of centuries. Science has to recognize the single most potent element of human existence.
All right. How are we feeling, guys? How are we feeling? By the way, the court ruling in Georgia is not just Cobb County. It's going to extend to other big counties as well. That's big, folks. That means we could actually win Georgia tomorrow. They would probably count until January. Until that ruling, that might start. Trump can win Georgia tomorrow. Man, throw up my electoral college map again as we enter the third and final hour of today's transmission. Holy smokes. By this time tomorrow, we might be getting results. By the way, tomorrow, I will be here, and I've got such a ridiculous setup you're going to see on this desk tomorrow for my election analysis, and we're going to have the big board up as well, so I'll be referencing the big board. I'm going to have all incoming data in front of me, multi-screen. It's going to be a total nerd-out sesh on election night. I'm really looking forward to it. But I was kind of built for this because when you do sports media every day, it's really numbers, statistics, analytics driven. So this is where I really just love it. I love just digging into these numbers and digging into these percentages and getting deep into the analytics and just like, just juicy. So we're going to be, you're not going to see much. I'm telling you, there's not going to be much better coverage on the actual numbers, county by county, results, everything than right here tomorrow night. Really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to this extended coverage. Really looking forward to bringing you. This will be my third election at InfoWars. I'm just super pumped for it. Just super pumped to be monitoring the results all night long with this crew, with this audience, bringing you the best analysis, bringing you the best numbers. I've been studying the 2016 and the 2020 results all weekend. I've got the numbers all in my head. I know what counties to be watching. I know which counties are red, which counties are blue. I know the numbers. I can only imagine if I've been doing this forever. Like, I can sit here and recite like batting averages and RBIs and home runs when I was a kid and doing sports like that. It's like if I was doing politics forever, man, oh my gosh. But that's where we're at now. I'm not so sure about Georgia. I'm worried about Georgia. What's going to be crazy, put the map back up. Hold on, let me do this. I'm taking calls this final hour. Let's put the number on the screen, and then I'll get back into the map. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Your calls on this election eve. If you want to talk about early voting, you want to talk about stuff you've seen on the ground, your local news, anything election-worthy on this election eve, we're taking your calls. Number on the screen, 877-789-2539. Let's go back to the board here. Georgia is still up. So let's just, yeah, thank you guys. Okay, let's look at this real quick. If Trump wins, of these states, I look at these states, put New Hampshire up, guys, put New Hampshire neutral. Of these states, do we have anybody on our, there we go. Okay, let's look at this. What is the most likely outcome? Now, if you look at these states, Trump has the biggest lead in Georgia and Arizona in the polls. Arizona, he has actually the biggest lead. The problem with Arizona is I think they're going to have the most shenanigans. And so I just have no faith in Arizona, unfortunately. I think you're going to see the most shenanigans in Arizona and Georgia of all the states, because they've pretty much, I think they pretty much have the deal rigged in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, quite frankly. Maybe Michigan too. So if I'm looking at this, I say, what are the best odds? I think right now the best odds for Trump are in Virginia. So let's go throw Virginia red. So now you need, this is what's so crazy. And the second best odds, probably Georgia. So go ahead, put Georgia red. Now this was my original analysis right here, and that was Donald Trump's path to victory. And you notice that's right on 270. So I still think this is Trump's best path to victory. And if the numbers are not astronomical in Georgia, I mean, basically it comes down to this. If Harris gets 400,000 in DeKalb County, and if she matches Biden's numbers in Fulton County in Georgia, I don't think Trump can win. The only way Trump can win Georgia is if the numbers in DeKalb County and Fulton County come back down to earth to Hillary Clinton levels, then Trump wins Georgia 50,000 votes. If they come in at Biden numbers, then the turnout in the rural areas is going to have to be huge, much bigger than it's been in early voting, much bigger. It's going to have to be 80, 90% and then 70, 80% for Trump. That's the only way. So there's a path to victory there. But if Harris gets 400,000 in DeKalb County, then it's over. I'm sorry to say. But those numbers in DeKalb County and those numbers in Fulton County might have been synthetic. So if you don't have that, the counting the mail-in ballots forever, the triple counting, quadruple counting votes, and those numbers come down to Hillary Clinton levels, then Trump wins Georgia easy. So I still think that's Trump's best path to victory right there. But let's throw both of those back into neutral territory. Okay. And the numbers for Trump in all these states are the best in Arizona. So let's go ahead, throw Arizona red. And it should be, but let's just look at it from this perspective. Boy, this is an interesting scenario. And now let's make Michigan red. And then maybe you give him New Hampshire? This is an alternative. This is kind of the alternative foreseeable potential victory for Trump would be Arizona, Michigan, New Hampshire. I think that's kind of your alternative potential. That's like your number two. Your number one for me is Virginia and Georgia. That's your fastball. That's number one. Pump it right down the plate. Number two is Michigan, Arizona, New Hampshire. All right. Now clear those back to neutral again for me. This is the, this now is, I would say, the knuckleball. This would be your knuckleball territory. Make New Jersey red. Now it's just any one of those states, I guess. Except New Hampshire would make you one short. But you know what? You could almost see it New Hampshire, and then Nebraska goes full red. That gets you to 270. So New Jersey is like the knuckleball play here. Because I think Trump could get all five, actually, in Nebraska. That's possible. Trump could actually probably get all five in Nebraska. Oh, no. Then he would, So, yeah, you'd probably still need Arizona. New Jersey, Arizona, or maybe New Jersey, Virginia. That would kind of be your knuckleball play, I think. Would be New Jersey and then a combination of either Virginia or Arizona or Georgia. So, really, Nebraska doesn't come into play there, and potentially New Hampshire wouldn't even matter. Now, all right, put all those back to neutral. And then this would be the ultimate. This would actually, I would say that this would be the beanball. If there was the beanball option for Trump to win this, put Virginia back up neutral. What would the beanball option be? Meaning, we're just going to throw it right at him. We're just going to hit him with it. We're just going to hit him with this pitch, and we're just going to take it. So make Virginia neutral again. And put New York red. Let me see where your number goes. Wow. Yeah, and in that situation, really anything else. Then you just need to win one of these. You can just win the one in Nebraska. You could flip Maine. You could win New Hampshire. You could take any one of those states that's up. So New York, if the odds are probably the lowest for this. That's why it's the beanball technique. Or like the inside the park home run, or like the bunt for a home run. I don't know. The suicide squeeze. This is your path of the most resistance. But also, I'd say there's a shot. So those are the potential scenarios for Trump to win. The path of least resistance being Georgia and Virginia, in my eyes. The second option would be a combination of either Virginia and Michigan, Virginia and Arizona, New Hampshire in there as a bonus. Michigan, Georgia potentially does it. Those are kind of your options that I'll be watching here. But put it back up where I had it, and we'll start taking calls on this. So let's see. Yeah, I think that's right, guys. Thank you. So there you go. That's where I see it right now. If Trump does happen to pull off Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, then all of a sudden all these paths are the path of least resistance. If he can pull off Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, then everything astronomically gets easier for Trump. But as you know, I don't see that as being the case. Hope I'm wrong. I don't like being wrong, but in this case, I'd be happy to be. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's start in Michigan. Let's go to Alex in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing?
Good.
All right. Just I'll keep this short so you can get to more callers. But quick observation. I've been watching the Poly Market betting odds over the last few weeks. And Trump has had he had a large lead using the 60 percentages up until the last couple days. And he was down below 60. I think it was at 53% at one point until that Supreme Court ruling came out in Georgia. And just in the last few hours, he's back up 4 points in just a few hours. So just a quick observation there. They have him winning Georgia, supposedly, in their odds. So,
well, look, and let me just kind of explain this to people who might not be gamblers, not saying that I am. But let me explain the difference between gambling odds and those markets versus just straight up polls. Thank you for the call, Alex. And again, you can choose which one is more viable as to decide, you know, how you might think it goes. Gambling markets change with money, period. So you might say, well, people putting their money on the line says more about it. But it's like, here's an example. Let me use sports gambling to kind of give you the analogy here. If a game opens up at 45 points for an over-under in a football game, okay, 45 points is your over-under, and everybody starts betting the over. Everybody's taking the over. Over money comes in. Well, and then the money line, the over-under goes up 45 and a half, 46, 46 and a half. So does anything really change? Well, people just think it's the over, and so the number changes. So it's the same thing in this betting market. So all it is people putting money down and then the odds changing. So again, you can decide. I mean, maybe it's more accurate than polls. Maybe you don't trust polls at all, so it doesn't even matter. But that's all that is. That's just money driving the odds. So yeah, people are responding to, for example, okay, let's say the quarterback is doubtful and then he's going to play. Well, no, now people are betting on the over, so the number goes up. Oh, there was this court decision over here. People thought the Democrats would be counting for 10 days in Georgia. Now they stopped that. Now people are betting he's going to win Georgia. So again, you can decide which one you think is more accurate. It's just that's how it works. All right, let's go to Donnie in New Jersey. Donnie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's up, my man?
Can Trump win New Jersey or am I crazy?
Trump's got a good chance as long as they don't cheat up north. It's bad up there. But I would like to say, from that Georgia ruling, I just went out and I'm cheap. I mean, when I say I'm cheap, I'm cheap. I just bought a bottle of Dom Perignon. I'm ready. This thing's over.
Oh!
And I got to thank Alex. When he brought that gentleman in that was a former military, 100% disabled vet, and myself as well, and they pretty much just called out the globalists. That was a beautiful show. I just hope all the psychopathic overlords watch that show to let them know, quit screwing with our elections. We're done. It's over. Well, I pray... that they put enough time in from the Republican, well, from the MAGA party, we can't even call them Republican anymore, that we can just say goodbye to the Democratic Party after this. It's over. They can all go home.
And, you know, that would be the real organic thing here. And thank you for the call, Donnie. Looking forward to you tuning in tomorrow. Hope we give you something to celebrate about. That would be the organic thing that's happening. And I've decided not to talk about this until after the election. But some people may have noticed this, that there's actually a lot of infighting happening right now inside of MAGA. There's a lot of finger pointing, a lot of finger waving, just a lot of red on red punching going on. And I've just decided I'm not going to be involved. And I don't really do that anyway, unless I think it's something worthy of trying to correct course on, but I decided I'm just not going to cover any of it. I'm just not going to talk about it. Not right now. This is all about just winning an election and giving you the best coverage. Afterwards, I'll probably delve into some of it and do some commentary. But okay, why is this happening? Because really, the MAGA movement is populist and it is the majority. And so really, without election fraud, the Democrats wouldn't have any power. They'd lose their political power and eventually they would just become completely defunct as a party. Probably would be happening this election cycle if all things were organic in our political process, but we know there's a bunch of fraud and everything else, so we're still kind of stuck in this Democrat corruption rut. But that's what would happen. And so you'd basically have the Republican Party become the populist party, the majority party, and then you'd have like real conservative Republicans versus your more socially liberal, modern-day liberal Republicans that kind of came in with MAGA. That's just common sense, border security, good economy, no more foreign spending, foreign wars, all that stuff. So, you know, the social issues, gay marriage, marijuana, you know, that type of stuff. And then just kind of more staunch conservatism, limited government, small government, no wars, even environmentalism, that's conservatism. So you'd kind of be, organically, these things would kind of just fall into place in this big tent populist movement that has become MAGA behind Donald Trump. But you've got to fix the election system, A, and then you have to get rid of all the illegal immigrants, B. Otherwise, that organic political process is just never going to get to where it needs to be. But that's where we would probably be in this election cycle if it was all organic. Trump would be finishing up his term, and then you'd have, like, well, maybe RFK representing kind of more liberal Republican values, or Tulsi Gabbard, more liberal Republican. And then you'd have more like a staunch conservatism, like a Ron Paul situation, who's now he's got in and endorsed Donald Trump, or like a Thomas Massie. So that's really where this country needs to be politically. But because of all the election fraud and theft and fake news and everything else and brainwashing and propaganda, we just can't get there yet. I don't know if we ever can, but that's where we should be. But that's why you see a lot of this kind of infighting stuff going on, because really the whole political movement is behind Trump now. That's the majority. That's the populism. We haven't had our political victories yet to kind of remake the system, but that's where it should be going, and maybe it will be if we fix our elections. Let's go to Casey in Maryland. Casey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. I just wanted to know what your plans were for after the election, if you were going to sit at home and collect unemployment or follow Alex around the rest of your life.
Ooh, that's spicy. Would you care to go even further?
No, I would like you to answer the question.
So I'm guessing you're going to be celebrating the closing of InfoWars. It sounds like you're giddy over this.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of hilarious, don't you think?
It's hilarious. So do you like free speech?
Love it.
Really?
That's why I'm calling in.
So you're celebrating the ending of somebody's free speech, the ending of the number one independent news outlet in the world, the most influential news outlet in the world. You're celebrating it, but you also claim to be pro-free speech.
Yeah, you guys are not like the number one outlet in the world. Literally, no one listens to you guys. You're on Genesis.
Wait a second.
Network.
You're listening right now. You called into the show. You'll probably be listening tomorrow. Cat, got your tongue?
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. I was talking and you just started talking.
Oh, you were listening to me. InfoWars.
Yeah. I said I'm having a good night. I'm listening to InfoWars.
So people do listen, including yourself. Isn't that wonderful? I got my lines full. We've got hundreds of thousands, maybe millions tuned in. We'll have millions tuned in tomorrow. So a lot of people actually listen to InfoWars. And in case you haven't noticed, the mainstream media, our politicians sound more like InfoWars now than ever before. Why do you think that is?
I think you guys are all part of a grift to, grab as much money from listeners as you can, which is why you sit there and sell these supplements all day long. Like, you don't take those supplements.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm really here to make money, aren't I, Casey? I'm so rich. Come on, you're out of time. You got any other zingers?
I mean, no, I wasn't calling in to zing you. I'm sorry you felt that way.
Wow. So you just completely collapsed. Wow. She owned herself. I didn't even have to work for that one. She owned herself.
So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great t-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, YellowstoneStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction, and because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Big League, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J-Sexers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them. We've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the new world orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous. They're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor to dictate total control over us with a social credit score. And that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's continue to take these calls. By the way, apparently, I guess it's NFL policy. I don't know. But people got kicked out of a Philadelphia Eagles game for wearing a Trump hat. People were told at a Buffalo Bills game they couldn't wear a Trump shirt. I don't know if it's stadium by stadium or what that's about. But, the discrimination against Trump supporters is it continues. Trump supporters are the most discriminated group. It would be discrimination, illegal discrimination, by any other standard. So just flood the NFL games if you're still going. I won't hold it against you. If you do go, just flood it with your Trump gear. Flood it with your Trump hat. Get your new Trump hats. The red ones, they stick out the most. Trump shirts. I can't wear this? Yeah, just make them show their discrimination. All right, back to the calls we go. How about Minuteman in Maine? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? I just wanted to bring up New Hampshire, and a nice statistic is that in 2020, Democrats were plus 14,000 with their registrations. Now in 2024, Republicans are plus 36,000, and a lot of independents in New Hampshire lean conservative as well. So there's a very, very good chance he can win New Hampshire.
Yeah, I have New Hampshire as up for grabs. I think New Hampshire is winnable as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I wanted to point out, too, about Maine is that I think he can also win 3 out of the 4 electoral votes up here. They did a mock vote in 140 high schools in Maine, and Trump won that mock vote 52% to 40%, which I was very surprised by.
You know, here's why I'm afraid to throw Maine into the picture. I just feel like they've done so much character assassination of Donald Trump that just, you know, kind of the socially conscious liberals of Maine will not vote for him just because of the character assassination.
And I agree with you, but that's the first district. That's Southern Maine. They're going to vote Democrat. But I think I live in Southern Maine.
Are you talking about Portland?
Yes, Portland and South is District 1, which they will elect a Democrat congresswoman. But Northern Maine is going to go heavy Trump. And I think that that people in Southern Maine can make it close enough so that the two votes that go for the popular vote will go for Trump. And then the second district will go for Trump. And only the first district will be for the Democrats.
Well, you know, it seems inconsequential, right? 2 electoral or 3, but I mean, it could be the difference. It could literally be the difference with some of these other splits. Like if it's a Virginia-Michigan split, then it could be the difference. If it's a Arizona-Michigan split or an Arizona, you know, Georgia split. I mean, it's like those two electoral college votes. I mean, I think Trump might get 270 exactly. So those could be consequential. So maybe Maine, you know, like I said, I just feel like the character assassination has been so done. I gave him one. I have one electoral college vote coming from Maine. But I mean, 3 could maybe be literally could be a difference.
The 3 there and the 4 in New Hampshire. I'm telling you, New Hampshire is going red. I can almost guarantee it. The numbers, the registration numbers, the amount of conservative of the independents that are conservative, I'm very confident in that.
Well, and Republicans did good in 2022 as well. So yeah, that's why I think New Hampshire is up for grabs. I don't know, maybe we put Maine into a up for grabs territory with the popular vote. Maybe Maine's popular vote. You'd have to swamp the vote outside of Portland, but it could be. All right, let's go to Jay in Virginia. Jay in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Howdy.
The reason why I think Trump is going to win Virginia, I live in Hampton City, which is really blue. I do not see a Kamala sign whatsoever. But then, like, I had a company trip going to Richmond. Richmond's a really big city, and usually really big cities like that, they're blue. I see Trump Vance signs all over the place when I was in Richmond.
I think that's why I have Virginia as Trump's easiest path to victory right now.
Yes, and I believe you're straight on with that, because it's like, you look at Hampton. I've gone to Norfolk. Norfolk, you know, a lot of Trump signs everywhere. You don't really see any Kamala. And, like, usually those are heavily blue areas. And if people ain't putting up with the BS anymore, they see how they... I believe people are actually seeing how they lived under 4 years under Trump and then Biden.
Well, that's the beauty of this election cycle, which obviously, you know, Trump has the advantage. And they can try to, you know, Harris is a different name. They can try to separate the two, Biden and Harris. And to a certain degree, it will work. But, you know, most people will understand it's the same ticket. What about Cal for Senate? I mean, I feel like if Trump wins Virginia, we get rid of Tim Kaine, too. I mean, what about that?
No, I really want Hal. Hal is... He reminds, like... He was from Vietnam. And he came to the U.S. And then, like, you know, he went to the Navy and all that. And he is a straight-up based MF-er.
No, he's fantastic. Jay, thank you for the call. And this is what the other beauty of it is. What Senator Kyle would do is he would just raise the standard. It's like what Trump has done for Republican candidates. That's how you get a Vivek Ramaswamy. He's raised the standard. So you get Kyle in the Senate, that raises the standard. The Mitch McConnells, I mean, he won't be the Senate leader. The way of the Mitch McConnell is gone. The way of the Mitch McConnell is over. The way of the Hung Kyle would be upon us. In other words, you're in a fighting stance. You know what the Democrats really represent. So it would be, to a certain degree, getting Kyle in there is like right up there with the importance of Donald Trump. Not as important, obviously, but I mean, it's like for standard bearers of the new Republican Party, the new right, that's going to be key. Don't underestimate the impact of a Kyle victory in Virginia. It would be huge. Let's go to Zed in Wisconsin. Zed, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O, just some wild card angles about Wisconsin this time around in the election that you didn't bring up. You know, Madison and Milwaukee are the big strongholds here, and the Republican Party obviously knows this, and they were smart this time to bring Hovde, who's running against Tammy Baldwin, into the mix, and he's well-connected in Madison. And plus, as you remember, they had the RNC in Milwaukee and brought a ton of money into the city, and is a big thing for our city, unlike what happened with the DNC during Corona. So I think that might be enough to push Wisconsin towards Trump. On the other hand, our governor here, Evers, ridiculously enough, funded the teachers union here for like 200 years. I didn't even know you could do that, like fund something for hundreds of years. So obviously they're in the mix too, and that could be beneficial for the Democrats because they're known for being heavily involved in also the voting. And
let me just explain something here. And Hovde, it's Hovde, right? Is how you say it?
Yeah.
He was campaigning with Trump, and he's good. I mean, he's pretty good. I've seen him in some recent interviews. The reason why I have Wisconsin going blue is sheerly based on the numbers. That's it. It's sheerly based on the numbers, and there's nothing that I can see in the data that we have available that would show that Milwaukee and Madison aren't going to determine the fate of the state, just like they did in 2020. So the data, to me, just points it going blue. So unless there's a different trend on election night, that's sheerly the reason why I see that. Maybe the impact of the RNC in Milwaukee. I mean, all you would have to do is change the numbers. It was in Milwaukee. I forget the name of the county. It was like 70% for Biden. I mean, all you'd have to do is get that down to like 60 or 55. If it's 55, then Trump wins the state. But if it's above 65, 70 for sure, then there's just no way. Plus, they won all the court cases, too, with the mail-in ballots and, you know, everything else. So that's, you know, then there's that, too. Zed, thank you for the call. Let's stay in Wisconsin. Let's go to Vince in Wisconsin. Let's see what Vince thinks about all this. Vince, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. One thing I wanted to mention about Wisconsin, too, is why I'm a little... I see you put it blue, and I don't... I definitely would put it pink. One thing in the polls that I do realize, and I'll be the first to say, Wisconsin rolls out probably some of the weaker GOP contenders, whether it's Senate or anything.
Well, even Tammy Baldwin had to run up. I mean, her ad was basically pro-Trump. So, I mean, I don't know. That could be a sign.
And that's, you just hit the nail on the head. If you look at the polling between her and Hovde, typically she's been pretty comfortable winning. She is... I mean, you can look at where, if you look at different polls, she's up by one, he's up by one, and he's not even the greatest candidate. That tells a lot to me. Nothing against him. He's good, but he's not. We never have a rock star, is my point.
Well, you never really saw him until Trump put him on the stage, and so that's kind of the problem.
And then also, from what I'm seeing in some of the bigger counties, cities, I have a lot of people. Don't forget this. Laura Trump did a big, she did a big campaign thing in Racine, and she has poll watchers. She's pretty much running Wisconsin.
Well, Racine and Kenosha both are red traditionally. So, I mean, again, the issue is Milwaukee and Madison. I mean, that's your problem.
Kenosha also had a Democratic mayor for, 12, 16 years? We've got a Republican now there. So, yes, but Kenosha, Racine are underrated. Remember, we only lost Wisconsin probably by less votes than any of those other states you have up there. I think like 10,000?
Yeah, it was just over 10. I think it was 12. Yeah.
12. So I would definitely leave it pink. I mean, yeah, they could. Look, I went to bed when, what's his name? What's the governor that lost to Evers? My God, why can't I think of his name? I mean, they did some 3 a.m. stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they had the ballot drop, 250,000 for Democrats at 3:30 a.m. in Wisconsin. Absolutely, they took it. 100%.
It was just such a small victory last time, and I see certain county cities flipping, so I definitely leave Wisconsin play, definitely. Anyway, that's all.
All right. All right. Your analysis is accepted graciously here. Let's go to Jean-Luc in Washington. You're on the air, Jean-Luc. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How's it going? First-time caller.
Good.
I just want to say I bought the InfoWars Classic shirt and the Optimal Human, as opposed to what the other caller was saying. I think the supplements are great. You can take it at 3 days, and it's awesome. But
well, hey, look, the caller listens all the time, and it's free. You know, this is free. There's no subscription required. Everybody can watch for free. So there you go. That's beautiful.
100%. I just started listening to you guys within probably the last year or so, and I really love it. I think you're a great host, and I love your show. It's great. It's informative and funny and serious at the same time. But, yeah, I wanted to call in about the election in Washington. I mean, this has been a blue state, supposedly a blue state all my life, 30-some years. I'm a millennial like you. You know, I drive for Uber, so I drive around a lot in this state, and I will say there's been Trump people out on the Interstate 5 waving banners. There's been people on the road. They've been selling flags. I saw someone at Safeway wearing a MAGA hat. I mean, this is supposedly deep blue Washington. That doesn't happen.
Well, you know, Washington isn't the best example of this because it's a very less population dense state than, say, you know, a Pennsylvania. But it's the same deal. Seattle basically controls the fate of your electoral college votes. I mean, you can look at Washington, and most of it is red, but, you know, you get Seattle votes that basically overwhelm the rest of the state. And so, unfortunately, that's what you're dealing with is the Seattle liberals.
What it is, though, I think there's a lot of untapped voters here. The GOP doesn't do events here. They don't try to get the vote out here.
Trump did do one event, if I'm not mistaken.
2016. It was a long time ago, yeah. For him in all the election cycles, but I'm just kind of saying, I think he probably won't win the state, sadly, because I don't think there was enough outreach. I know a lot of friends who just simply aren't going to vote because they think it's status quo. But I definitely think he will outperform the last two elections for sure.
Well, I will say that in states like Washington, the metric to watch is going to be, you know, because there is a bit of a, you know, there is a bit of a, what would be the word? You know, there is a bit of a judgment here on, you know, the Biden-Harris administration, where if they can't turn out the vote, you know, if Democrat voters aren't that enthused, I mean, other than the women, if Democrat voters just aren't that enthused to go out and vote because Biden wasn't really that good, then you'll see numbers in Seattle go down. But, you know, I don't think it would be enough for Trump to flip the state. We'll see. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Sean in Florida. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing? Good to talk to you again. I just have two public service announcements to make really quick. The first one is to potential Democrat voters, and I say this as a girl dad. You know, I have a 19-year-old daughter that I raised from about 1 year old till 19, on my own. And these Democrat voters have been so programmed, they can't even think logically about this abortion topic. if these leftists really cared about the extremes where saving the mother's life or rape, they would logically realize that the position that Trump has left the abortion matter in, which is every state has their own law, they would realize that that is the only way to ever protect and preserve and guarantee that somewhere in this land, they would be able to go there and unfortunately get an abortion if the extreme case.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And it'll always be, if it's fair to say always about anything, but it's like right now you'll be able to go to California or you'll be able to go to New York or you'll be able to go to Illinois and you can have your abortion whenever you want. Right. Okay. But see, the other issue with this, and I don't want to spend too much time, and I think you said you had another point. We can't even have an honest conversation about it. That's the biggest problem. And it's the same case with so many other issues, but abortion just drives out the vote for Democrats so bigly. I mean, it's their biggest thing. And we can't even have an honest conversation about it. They lie about the actual policies. They lie about what it actually means out of the White House. And then they lie about what it even is. So that's the problem, is we can't even have an honest conversation. And I mean, conservatives are more obvious, obviously, or the conservatives are more honest about it than liberals, obviously. But it's just like, I don't even know how do you even curtail your message so that you can get liberals to even open their mind or open their ears on the actual issues and the actual policies? But, I hope this election is not determined by abortion, but I would say if the Democrats win, that will be why. Other than just straight election fraud, obviously. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And I do have one other point to make, but the only thing I'll say about that topic is you're absolutely right. And if they would stop and think about it, Trump, there's no reason for Trump to even want an all-out ban, because he already got what he wanted. He stated from the beginning he wanted to send it back to the states. That's what he wanted. That's what he got. He's done with it. So my next public service announcement is for the potential conservative voters. And this is in two parts. Number one, if you think your vote doesn't matter and you don't want to vote, just go vote anyway, because there's a bunch of prisoners that are locked up, J-6ers, that your vote is the only chance that they have, the only chance I hope that they have. The second part of that is that a lot of people aren't paying attention in Florida. They think, oh, it's a red state now. I'm telling you, there is more illegals of every denomination you can imagine in Florida than is being let on. I mean, we're talking Haitians, Cubans, and it's been going on for way longer than just the border crisis. Plus, we're getting some of them.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Sean, and I get what you're saying. I think Trump is going to win Florida by like 15 points. I mean, the data that's available shows, I mean, like this thing is, Florida might be called by 3 p.m. tomorrow. Let's not get too confident. Everybody go out and vote. Let's go to Kim in Arkansas. Let's hear from Kim. Go ahead.
Thanks. So in my family, I just heard from the three members of my family that were on their way to Georgia this morning. They were driving from Little Rock toward West Memphis on I-40, stopped at a truck stop near West Memphis, and talked to six different Mexican families. They were all loaded down, trailers, SUVs, pickups, all tarped. And he asked them, what's going on? Why are you, what are you doing? They said, we're going back to Mexico because when Trump wins, the border is going to be closed down. Now, I don't know what that means, but I asked Richie, I said, how many of these caravans did you see, these SUVs? He said, a minimum of 100. He said, I talked to six different families at the Love's truck stop. So I just wanted to pass that on.
I think self-deportation will be a thing, either in anticipation of a Trump victory, but certainly in a Trump victory. Self-deportation will be a thing. And I think that's the easiest method to do this. Cut off the welfare state. Hold them in prison when they commit a crime, and self-deportation will eventually be your greatest factor, I think, really, in deporting a lot of these people. Let's go to Cedric in Alabama. Cedric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owen?
Howdy.
It has been a long 4 years.
and our generation, it has been a long, young life for us. Tomorrow is very important to those who can vote that are thinking about not showing up. It's important that you show up. When I go to vote tomorrow in person, I'm going to vote for not only myself, but 16 more people. I'm going to vote for the 13 servicemen that died in the Afghanistan withdrawal because of the failed policies of Biden, Harris, and the liberals. I'm going to vote for Lakin, who was simply trying to enjoy life, and that was taken from her because of liberal policies. I'm going to vote for Ashley, who was murdered in the Capitol on January 6th. I'm going to vote for Corey, who was simply at a Trump rally showing his support and protecting his family. It's important that we show up. Owen, you said it a couple of days ago. It's important that we make this too big to rig. It's important that we swamp the vote, not because we don't believe in the system, but because this is not only a spiritual battle, but physically, if we don't show up for the conversation, if we don't show up for the fight, if we don't show up and make sure that tree of liberty that is bestowed in us is spoken for, is stood up for, then it's already lost. It's important that we show up tomorrow, not just because of us in our current situation, because across the board, if you're an American and you love this country or you simply want to have a good life for the future, it matters. You care, and you've been hurt by these 4 years. What they have been trying to do to Donald Trump is a lesson. What they have been trying to do to us is a lesson. We've got to continue to maintain this republic. It's not a republic if we can't keep it. It's on us. They don't know necessarily what their final plans are because they don't know how hungry we are for a better future. They well, don't look, know
and,
how.
And that's kind of the unknown factor, and I'm out of time for today, Cedric. Thank you for the call. Because, again, people ask me, oh, well, you know, what do we do if Trump loses? Folks, it's too big now. It's bigger than InfoWars. It's bigger than 2020 at this point. This movement is so big. I mean, Elon Musk, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, this thing is so huge now. It's beyond us. It's bigger than anything we can ever imagine. It's bigger than they even let us know. And I saw the early vote numbers that the Trump campaign put out that they were just putting on the screen. It all looks very good. So I will say this in closing. I still think Trump wins 270 with exactly 270. Best case, 343. That's where I see it tomorrow. I'm so excited for tomorrow. I'm so excited for my third election coverage here with InfoWars. The new listeners, the old listeners, everybody, the InfoWars crew. 21-hour break. I'll see you tomorrow. InfoWars live all day, all night, tomorrow. Election day. It's time.
I want to remind listeners, I want to have 100 million viewers, and we've done this before in the election. We can do it again. We've had some shows weeks ago with 40 million viewers just on X a day, tens of millions on radio stations here. We're going to do it again. I need everybody to go to Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars on X and share the live feed and say, here's the uncensored, unvarnished analysis and truth with the best guest of what's happening. I'm going to be on today till 3. Owen's on to 6. We're going to launch another feed from the Alex Jones Network at AJN live from 8 to 10 with all the latest to give you a recap tonight. Then we're back at 8 a.m. tomorrow with Harrison Smith, myself, Owen, huge raft of top guests, all of the best analysts that have the best record of being accurate, like Matt Bragg and Roger Stone, the list goes on and on. And we'll go as late as we need to, overnight if need to, tomorrow night. And then if it's contested, which the Democrats say it's going to be, we're going to continue on here. And we could be shut down in 8 days. So it is just a wild time to be alive. They're coming for me, and that's okay. I just want you to know I'll never back down. I'll never give in, but I could give out. I need your financial support. This is a war. I don't have much money. I've got you, but we have a giant audience, and we're so critical in this fight. So get everybody you know and those you don't know to tune in to the live feeds today and right through the next week. That's what you can do with your energy, and I respectfully ask you to take action now. This is about self-preservation for all of us. This is a war. This isn't some entertainment or some side issue. This is it. We're over the target. We're the zeitgeist. You're the zeitgeist. And go to thealexjonesstore.com and get some t-shirts. Get some great supplements now. I need money with our sponsor
to be able to continue on, and we do not have the funds we need approaching 8 days from shutdown to do it. This is the most critical request I've ever made. I need support now. This is a marathon fight. We're reaching the peak of the battle now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.